Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A vote is coming tonight that could change the power structure in Brazil. The Senate there is set to decide whether to begin impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. If more than 40 of the country's 81 senators vote for a trial, Rousseff will be removed from office, at least temporarily. And the vote is expected to come early this evening. Joining us now is NPR South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro from Brasilia. And Lourdes, good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you, too.
So first of all, help us understand this. The vote tonight isn't necessarily to impeach Rousseff, but she would have to leave office if she's put on trial. So can you explain the process a little bit more?
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated, as you can imagine. The process is as follows. Right now in the Senate, we're hearing speeches from the 68 senators who will vote, and they're outlining their position. They've been quite long-winded discussions so far. The vote will happen after these speeches are over. That's expected to be tonight. Then after the vote, if indeed, as expected, the Senate gives the go-ahead, a formal trial for impeachment is opened. Dilma Rousseff is removed from power for a period of up to 180 days while that trial is underway. And her vice president, Michel Temer, takes over. He's already set up a shadow government and is expected, if the vote indeed goes against her, to take power as soon as tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm hearing you say that, yes, the Senate is likely to vote for a trial and that there is a plan in place for when that happens. But I understand that that the vice president has had his own issues recently as well, though, right?
Well, we are expecting the vote definitely to go against Dilma Rousseff. We've seen reports that she has removed her personal belongings from her offices in the presidential palace in anticipation of the vote. Just to give you a taste of the atmosphere in the Senate, we just heard one senator start his speech with, "The great day has arrived, the day when Brazil is returned to its people and delivered from Dilma Rousseff." Rousseff, for her part, says she refuses to resign and has called this whole process politically motivated. So that leaves Brazil in this odd kind of limbo, with a new interim president, Michel Temer, as you mentioned, and Rousseff herself fighting for her political life in a trial in the Senate. Once that trial is over, and if indeed she is formally impeached, then Temer will officially see out the next 2 years of her government. Michel Temer is, as you mentioned, under a cloud of suspicion for being involved in the massive corruption scandal at the state oil company. So far, it's just suspicions, though, and the authorities say there's not enough evidence to formally investigate him.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit more? This is Petrobras you're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let me remind you, the scandal was about construction companies overcharging Petrobras, the state oil company, to the tune of billions of dollars and then funneling the money into bribes and slush funds for politicians. And this is the irony here. Rousseff, who's being impeached, is not implicated in the scheme. She's being impeached on a separate matter to do with fiscal accounting. They are alleging she fiddled the books to make the economy look rosier than it was before her reelection in 2014. Meanwhile, of the senators voting today, 58% are under some sort of investigation. And we saw something similar with the lower house of Congress during its vote for impeachment. And this has led many critics to point out how unsavory this process has been.
Now, can you tell us about where the general public, where the Brazilian people stand on this? Do they want to see Dilma Rousseff out?
I think overwhelmingly at this point, yes, they do want to see Dilma Rousseff out. But as you can imagine, something like this has deeply polarized the population. People do look at the political class. They do see a political class that is in many ways under suspicion themselves for being involved in corruption. And so they do not see a lot of hope. They don't see a good way forward. You know, I'll give you some of the other numbers from the Senate. 60% of the politicians that are voting today come from political dynasties, meaning they have family members in politics. 80% are white men. You know, that said, Dilma Rousseff has about a 10% approval rating. She's deeply unpopular. The economy is in the worst recession in modern history. 1.8 million businesses closed up in 2015 in Brazil. So that gives you a sense of the scale of the problem. You know, people are losing jobs, they're losing hope, and they want Rousseff out. The problem is That, you know, they don't like Michel Temer either, the man who is set to replace her. He has about 8% approval rating coming into office. People see him as an opportunist and not a man of principle. So everyone, it seems, has been tainted by this process, this very politicized process here in Brazil to impeach Dilma Rousseff.
And Lourdes, it suddenly occurs to me that the world is supposed to come to Brazil in just a couple months' time for the Olympic Games, and it seems
Indeed.
As if the nation could be in the middle of an impeachment trial at exactly the same time. What effect is that likely to have on Brazil's already difficult run-up to the Olympics?
I know. It just seems that everything is going wrong for Brazil in the run-up to the Olympics. We're now seeing calls for the Olympics to be moved because of the Zika virus. And of course, we have this very fraught political process. The concern is that there will be political unrest, that this will drag on, and that an already deeply polarized population will take to the streets and use the Olympics as, you know, as a moment to highlight their grievances. So, you know, it is a big concern. It is something that everyone's looking at. And indeed, if President Dilma Rousseff does not resign, this process could drag on through the Olympics.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro is NPR's South America correspondent. Always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.